America, we have a serious problem. We have gone gray and lost the plot, okay? And gray is much more than a color. It is the tone of silence, suppression, and disconnection. Gray is the result of what happens when so much fear is instilled in us and not enough feeling. Gray is what happens when the world tells us to flatten our voice, dull our joy, and harden our hearts. And now we're stuck asking, where did all the color go? Because we're in this gray place with gray leaders, gray policies, and gray offices, not a single heart to be seen. And we're asking, why doesn't the world look the way it did when we were kids? Why? It used to be much more vibrant, right? Red meant fire. Green was deep and alive. Blue was peace and comfort. Baby blue and sky blue. And yellow was joy warming our backs through the windows. Where did it go? Now it's just beige fear. Muted mouths. They tell us to calm down. They laugh when we get upset. They call us animals when we're fighting, yearning, and crying to get out of the gray. They tell us, calm down, be realistic. That colorful world you speak of, it doesn't exist. Get it out of your head. Gray down, you stupid, beautiful people. Be easier to control. Come on, blend in. They say in these sterile rooms with crisp suits on and slick back hair talking about, let's circle back. They sit in with plastic plants in windowless rooms. They have smiles stretched like wallpaper across beige agendas. They sit in white lights, gray cubicles, unhappiness, and it leaves us to wonder, were we ever meant to be here? We say, God, just take us now. God, please get us out of this grayscale maze. Because we used to paint with crayons that bled off the paper. And we flew kites in skies that looked like paintings just for us. Did the color go away, or was it beaten down and mocked, fired, killed, filtered, taught to doubt itself? Did the gray cause the nonchalance? Why is there so many nonchalant people? What is with this uprise of nonchalance and death of curiosity? Is the lack of curiosity because of the gray? And also, in the perspective of a society, why do women hate women? Why do women shame women? We should braid each other's hair, not unravel it. Guys, come on. I'm so done with the fake heart eye emojis under each other's posts, the zooming in and judging, the competing and comparing. Oh, her waist. Is her butt even real? Why does she post like that? She's trying so hard. Oh, she's such a pick me. But underneath it all, you know it's this. Pick me, pick me, pick me instead. Please, I need your validation. I need your fragile ego so bad. I need to choose you over myself, you wounded man. I need to morph into who you want me to be, you wounded man. Let me go ahead and hate myself to feel chosen by you, you wounded man. Because you are so perfect. Sat around that podcast table, wiping crumbs off your lip, saying, yeah, women are beneath me because I'm a high value man. I'll turn against my sisters. I'll shrink my voice. I'll laugh at your cruelty just to feel like I'm not the one being targeted by the gray echoes of you and your friends. Oh, but it's so sad when you think about it, really. It's really so sad because they've never felt resonance, harmony, mutual give and receive, not in a woman's voice or a child's laugh or their own body. They've been muted by the gray for so long that they think silence is peace. They don't know love anymore, so they fear it. They call it irrational. They say softness is weakness, and they call fire hysteria. They see themselves, and they call it reality. So should I hate them? Do I hate them? Does everybody hate me? Do I hate everyone? Why, world? Why? Why? Should I go nonchalant? Should I just shut down? Should I stare in the corner of my room in the dark and just learn to mask my emotions? Why should I keep pouring into a gray world? What am I here for? Seriously, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. All I do is work. I'm so tired of selling my time. I'm tired of waking up just to pay for staying alive. And everyone wants to offer me these imaginary solutions. Everyone's got advice nowadays. Like, please, I have bills. I don't need all the,
just manifest it
talk. I don't need all the find God talk. I don't need all the love yourself and everything will fall into place talk. Manifest your dream life as if positive thinking is going to fill my fridge. Find God as if praying alone pays the rent. Just love yourself as if it's easy to face a mirror when my reflection feels like a stranger I've been avoiding because I've spent years shaping myself into what would hurt the least. My brain is tired. I'm tired of looping the same thoughts just to keep me upright in this gray world, telling myself that nobody cares. I'm done. I just want to lay down. I give up. I'm done trying to outrun it. Monica, what do I do? Monica, help me. Is it going to hurt? Okay, this is me. Yes, it's going to hurt. Oh, I know it sucks. Healing hurts. Healing is messy. And it's going to hurt. It's really going to hurt holding the parts of yourself that you've spent years trying to silence. But guess what? That's how you love yourself. It's not just looking in a mirror like how people tell you, oh, just love yourself. Say I love you in the mirror every day. No, it's not that. It's holding the parts of yourself that you've deemed unlovable, holding every single part of yourself that you've said, that you've shamed, that you've said is unlovable, all those parts of yourself that you've deemed unworthy of receiving love, you are going to have to hold them. Okay, all those parts of yourself that you've called too much, too sensitive, too needy, too angry, sit with them. Listen to them. And maybe they won't be ready to come out yet. That's okay. Maybe they'll flinch when you reach for them. That's okay. You don't have to force it, but let me help you. Take my hand. Shh, I got you. We'll feel it together. You were never meant to carry this alone. You are not alone. I'm here. I'm here with you in this gray world. And I'm going to get inside your head and I won't leave. So excuse me while I perform a little surgery on your brain here. Okay, let's see. This is me carving your forehead, okay? Shik, chik, 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 chik. This is me taking the top of your head off. That's me scooping your brain up. And I just plopped it on my lap. All right, time to rewire. Welcome to my podcast.